AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Sven Sundgaard is the exceptional weatherman. You'll find him at bringmethenews.com, at YouTube, as well as also Premier Living. If you're not over there and subscribed and watching those great updates he does over there, you're wrong. He's kind enough to join us on a Thursday to talk about the weather. Hey, Sven.
Hey, yeah, you know, I have to correct you. We've changed things a bit, so it's a little easier to find my weather page now.
Okay.
So the URL that will direct there is forecast is sold, because you know this is a real estate combination thing. And then forecastissold.com/weather, and that'll take you to my weather page.
Forecastissold.com, right?
Slash weather,
got it. All right.
There you go. That's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and I'll make sure I'll find it. I'll put the link up on the social media pages a little bit later so everyone else can find it pretty easily as well.
Yeah, we literally just changed it today, so.
Well, I didn't get the departmental memo.
I know. I should have told you before.
That's okay. Hey, it has. I was shocked today. I was driving down the road. What was that coming out of the sky? It was a little rain, a few drops of rain coming down.
You must have been in the West Metro.
Yes.
Yeah, you were one of the only ones. Basically, the western part of the state has had on and off downpours through the afternoon. And yeah, they just kind of clipped the western and northwestern suburbs. But, you know, where I am in downtown Minneapolis, it's just gotten cloudy, but the sun's back out now. We haven't had a drop of rain.
Oh, I actually watered my plants earlier today because, as you've been talking about on your weather forecast, it has been, you know, shockingly warm and shockingly dry, and things are still growing. I mean, they're starting to change. Things are starting to change now. It's that even though we're into October, they seem to know, I think with the amount of sunlight they're getting, it's the gig's up. But still, I got a lot of things that are still growing.
Yeah, totally. You know, a lot of people have asked me, like, hey, I still have peppers on the plants or tomatoes. And like I say, tomatoes always look kind of scraggly at this point, no matter what, because drier air, you know, every single thing that has to photosynthesize can tell that our sun angle is half of what it was, or not quite half, but definitely much less than the summer months. So they know, despite the summer temperatures, they're not fooled like maybe us humans are. But yeah, this front that's bringing the clouds and the showers to the west is literally the edge of a reality check. So our streak of 80s probably will be coming to an end here after today.
You made the point early this week that, as nice as this is, it is wildly not normal. And you brought in your weather forecast yesterday. You had said September, I think, is up to the 16th warmest September on record. Yep. And that was up from like 28, 29 the last time you did an update on that. And it brings up an interesting point. As a guy that is focused your life on weather, it's just, I have noticed on this show, I'll talk about, wow, the weather, the climate's broken. We've got a broken climate. And a lot of people say, well, but it's a nice day. And you're like, yeah, but it's not. I mean, how do you address that when you look at someone and says, oh, it's a nice day. It's 80 degrees in October as we get ready to go into October. And you look at them and it's like, but that is so abnormally wrong. We should not be enjoying that.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I posted yesterday, it was at one point when it was 84 degrees. And the other thing, too, about the last couple of days is we've actually had some humidity too, which is almost more bizarre than the temperatures. You know, normally when it's warm in late September, October, it's that very dry heat. So to have dew points in the 60s, this is very late for that, to have some humidity. And that's partly why some of these downpours to the west are going to create some 1-2 inch rainfall amounts this evening and tonight. Not something you normally see out of an almost October kind of shower. But yeah, I think the way that I do it is, as you've seen the last couple of weeks and all my weather, I pretty much have a climate change angle in every single forecast. And I think, you know, whether you're on TV or writing or you're digital, it's kind of the responsibility of meteorologists to remind people, yes, this feels nice. You know, and I tweeted yesterday when it was 84, I'm like, I love this weather. I am a summer kid, but I'm like, it does feel bad that it is, you know, way too late for this to be happening. And it would be more enjoyable if this wasn't a climate change thing. This is the latest streak of 80s. Today marks 3, and it is possible we could hit 4th tomorrow. Earlier in the week, it didn't look like we'd be in the 80s tomorrow, but it's going to be very close. We might hit 80 barely if we can squeeze out enough peaks of sun. But regardless, to have 3 80s or more, you got to go back 10 years since we've had a streak like this. So this is late. September, obviously, we do get some warm temperatures, but it is almost October, and this is getting to be a little absurd, though not as absurd as the point I was talking about 10 years ago. October of 2011 had 8 days in the 80s in the first half of October. That was a new record then, and peaked at 88 degrees. So that's some crazy heat in October. But yeah, this is not normal to have this late.
You know, pumpkins rotting because of the heat is not a good look. It's not a good look.
No.
I want to mention, as you bring up the climate change, one of the things that you do point out is that in Minnesota, at least certain parts of it, it has led to more snow because it has been, you know, once again, even though it's warming up, it's actually warming up to a point where it can snow more.
Yeah, and this is one of those, it seems counterintuitive climate change angles, but not really in a place like Minnesota. So the map you're referring to that I showed yesterday showed the difference in the old 30-year normals, which is 1981 to 2010, to the new ones, which is 1991 to 2020. That we just are starting to roll out this year. And for most of Minnesota, there's a slight increase in snow. And that is a trend. If we look at compared to the historical average, almost all of our winter months are getting snowier. But it's not translating to snow depth because, as we know, we're having these wild swings where you get 5 days in the 40s in January and you melt most of your snowpack. So snowpack is not dependable, but we are getting more snow because a warmer atmosphere holds more water vapor. And, you know, one of the months that is increasing the most in snow, February. What is a normal February like in Minnesota historically? You know, it's cold. Late January to February, it's just usually cold, consistently cold. And you only get those Alberta clippers that give you 1, 2, 3 inches of snow. You don't get the big storms normally in February. Climatologically, February is our least snowiest winter month. But that's changing. It is getting snowier because now we're in the storm track more. We're more like what Chicago or Des Moines used to be, you know, where we would see storms go to the south but not hit us because we're just, oh, look, Minnesota, it's 0 degrees. That's changing.
Good.
It's a couple weeks.
At least we get precipitation, I guess. You've always challenged forecasts, like long-term forecasts about what we're going to get. You have always been one of them saying it's very difficult to make these predictions. I saw one this week that just made me chuckle. Apparently, catch this, Minnesota will see some potential of some snow showers and colder temperatures this winter. I know that's outrageous, but that was the actual prediction that they put out. And I'm like, okay. Where's your prediction? I could say that, and the sun's going to come up too. I mean, it's not much of a prediction, really. I think it's almost kind of taking what you said. It's so hard to predict this. You can only they've taken the most generic route they can, and then they can claim success.
Yeah, you know, and I reposted it, but with a couple paragraphs explaining why it was ridiculous and some climate stuff. And I shouldn't have done that because on Facebook it got like 400 clicks. So people clicked the AccuWeather forecast for the winter forecast. I'm like, no, that was not the point. But yeah, you know, and the point I made is it's bold to if you're predicting below normal temperatures, which I did dig into it and looked at their forecast for the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, and they're forecasting a colder than normal, at least midwinter. And I'm like, that's bold. That's because only 1 in 4 winters of the last 20 years have been actually below normal. So you don't even have to look at a computer model. You don't have to stick your finger in the air. Just by looking at the statistics, 3 out of 4 times you're going to be right by just forecasting a warmer winter because it's just warmer now. You know, when we do get cold like we did this last February, it seems dramatic, but that is very rare. And again, that cold didn't really break any records. It was good old fashioned February cold that we just haven't had in a long time. You know, and as we've talked about, long-term forecasts are difficult to make anyway. My write-up this evening that is already out there, but I'll post it too, on my forecastisold.com/weather, page. I barely talk about the rain coming. It's something to talk about, but I mostly talk about some October predictions based on looking at what happened this last month of September and some of those trends. And there's really no reason to think that October is not going to be another very mild month. In fact, one of our longer term models that we use for those month to month or seasonal forecasts is forecasting temperatures that'll be more than 5 degrees above normal this October, which if that happened, that could be a top 10 or 15 October. But it'll be similar to like what we saw this summer, where it's not like we get a bunch of extreme days. So don't look for 90 degrees in October, but it's the consistent warmth. That's been the thing that we've seen since June 1st is just consistent warmth with, yes, some extremes, but not crazy stuff, not 100 degrees. You know, and maybe we won't even hit 80 in October, but we'll pull off a very warm month by that consistent warmth. October should mostly be in the 50s to low to mid 60s. That's where about 70% of the numbers should fall for high temperatures. And I think this October, it's mostly going to be 60s and some 70s and maybe a couple of 50 degree days, which is, you know, definitely higher than the curve for that month.
I remember the first time I had to mow my lawn in November. And I said, oh, wow,
this could be one of those years. You know,
I was like, this is, it almost seems like every year now I'll rake and then I have to mow. It's that's how you get stuck with this. As you bring that up, I mean, I think you had said a few weeks ago that 2021 was looking, I think, is like the ninth warmest year on record, but where we're tracking, is there a chance we can move up?
I haven't updated it yet. It may have moved up now after September. We're getting to that point in the year where, obviously, three-fourths of the data is behind us, so it's harder to move the needle a little bit. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, a couple weeks ago, we were looking at September maybe being the 21st warmest, and now the 16th. I mean, five-place rankings for 1 month is a big deal. So it is, in fact, actually our fourth warmest month this year when you look at compared to normal and in the rankings. Mm-hmm. June was the second hottest ever. March was the fourth warmest March ever. And then January was our 12th warmest January ever. So 16th warmest for September puts it in the number four spots of our months. And our seventh consecutive month, by the way, of warmer than normal temperatures. Only February this year has been the 1 month that was cooler than normal because of that 10-day cold spell.
You and I also have a tendency of jumping on the tropic stuff. Sam, which is a monster hurricane, but doesn't really seem like it's going to affect too many people, at least on a landfall issue, is going. We also now have Victor. We're almost out of names now. We got one name left on the list.
Yeah, it's not a fun problem to have either. Mm-hmm. Not just from a clerical standpoint, but this happened last year too. And I think we got to get used to, they used to go to the Greek alphabet. Now we just use another list because this is becoming the new normal. They used to say, oh, if we ever run out, we'll go to Greek names. And that would happen once every 10 years. Well, now it's happening a lot more. So we have to actually have something a little bit better in place. But yeah, Sam looks like it's going to pass just east of Bermuda. So that's one possible place it would have affected, but it looks like it's going to go east there as a major hurricane. It is a strong hurricane. And Victor is just too far out to really know where it'll go yet, but it looks like it'll follow even a better path than Sam and had literally kind of cut through the middle of the Atlantic. So yeah, while these two storms aren't threatening to the U.S. mainland, they are threatening in terms of just showing how active the season is, how warm the waters are still that we're able to get these rapidly developing storms. Not forecasting Victor to become a hurricane, though it is expected to stay as tropical storm, so that's good news. But as you mentioned, yeah, we're getting pretty close to the end of the list, and we still have all of October and half of November to get through with hurricane season.
Well, and yeah, it's there, and I think we've been lucky, just the way that all these storms now just seem to be going and skipping past the East Coast. But I think at some point this is going to turn, and they're going to start coming back in towards the U.S.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. It all depends. It depends on several things, but one of the big things we look at is that Bermuda high. When it's weaker, it tends to allow things to kind of rotate around it more. But when it's stronger, it literally pushes the tracks out to the south and west, and that's when we get into the Caribbean and into the U.S. mainland. But right now, we just are lucky that that high is a little weaker. But, like any high or low pressure, they fluctuate from day to day, week to week. So we'll just have to watch what that trend is through the month of October. I do want to mention one thing, because I should have told you this earlier. I want to say, roll the tape. But you remember last week when we talked and I said, hey, you're seeing a lot of forecasts out there that say it's going to be in the 70s next week, and I think we're going to see a lot more 80s. Do you remember that?
Yes, you did say that.
Okay, good. So we had out of the last 5 days, four of them have been 80 plus. I just want to make sure that you know, we recall that.
I do not think any other weatherman in the Twin Cities was made that statement. You did. This is, he's the best. I mean, this is the guy, he's got all the information. He's got the science behind it too, which is that's why I trust you with the weather. That's for sure. The weather.
Just trust me with the weather. Nothing else. No, just, weather and real estate, but nothing else. Yeah. Not your children or anything else.
No, he doesn't do a good omelet. Don't ask him. Just don't ask him.
Actually, I do, but yeah. Okay. And I did babysit my 2-year-old niece this afternoon without any incident. So I guess I am actually pretty well around trustworthy.
Beautiful. Well, I will say we've talked about the leaves, when this is going to start changing. Just the last 4 days, it's and once again, I think it just goes into the amount of sun they're getting. The plants just know I've started seeing some really great color around the Twin Cities.
Well, and we finally had some cold nights. You know, that was something that was really lacking. Is we hadn't been below 50 degrees. Remember, that was the thing we were talking about the last couple of weeks, is MSP still hasn't been below 50. And that's, for whatever reason, that seems to be a trigger point for trees once you get more of those cold nights. And we just had our first one that was just a little more than a week ago. So last Wednesday morning, we had our first 40, and then we had four in a row. So that, I think, is what really helped to trigger. You know, obviously the daylight is one factor, but you know, our last cold morning was the 25th, so 5 days ago it was 44 degrees. That's legit chilly, like September should be. And so I think that really helped to shake up those trees, because then of course you get outside of the urban heat island. If it was 44 at MSP, it was 39 or 40 in a lot of those outer suburbs.
Well, and so let me ask, I mean, let's get the weather here for the weekend here. What are we looking at? Are we having a chance to go out and look at some of these beautiful leaves?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a bad weekend. Friday really never through the week looked like a total washout, but it even looks less so now. I mean, we do need the rain to, you know, go back to the start of our conversation. This is what's kind of concerning me, that we've made some real progress on the drought, but we seem to be like in these spits and spurts, you know, and then we go into these 2 weeks of pretty dry and abnormally warm weather, which dries things out again. The one thing going for us, though, you know, not just fall color, but weak sun angle does help to dry the soils out, you know, much less than in that very strong midsummer. But scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow. So if you are going to be out and about, you're going to want an umbrella, or just be prepared to dodge some showers. But we're not looking at any all day rain or like an all morning rain or anything like that, but just hit and miss scattered showers, kind of like what Western Minnesota has been seeing today, but less intense. And then that could linger into tomorrow night. And then Saturday, we're looking at more of these instability kind of showers, where we might have some sun in the morning, but as we start to see this cooler air move in, any peak of sunshine will produce some clouds and then some pop-up showers. But those will be pretty isolated or spotty. Nothing really to, you know, cancel any plans. But again, maybe have an umbrella handy if you're going to be out Saturday. But otherwise, the weekend looks good. Sunday, probably the nicer day. Low to mid 70s both Saturday and Sunday, which is cooler, but the normal high now is 66, so that's still above that. Mm-hmm. And it looks like we were looking like we might actually see some highs in the 60s next week for a couple days. Now I don't think we do. It looks like we stay in the 70s for our first full week of October. So again, hard to complain about. It's very pleasant, but once again, we're just starting another month that is at least to start very warm. And another thing I want to say, I don't know if we have time to talk about it, but they can look at this on my forecast that I updated online. I look at, you know, depending upon how warm October is from normal, what impact that has on the date of your first frost, which a lot of people have been asking me, hey, when are we going to finally see a frost, or when should I blow out my sprinklers? You know, normally you would do that by now because you just didn't take chances, but as things have gotten warmer. So there's some interesting trends there about how much later does our frost get when you warm up October 3 degrees, 4 degrees, 5 degrees, for example.
Forecastissold.com/weather. Forecastissold.com/weather. Of course, also bringmethenews.com at YouTube as well. Sven Sundgaard. Sven, thank you very much. I appreciate it as always, my friend.
You bet. Enjoy the weekend.
You too. Take care. We'll take a break. Come on back. Wrap the show. When we do return, it's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.